Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn and tear you in pieces. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. There's a growing movement in our society that condemns those who would judge others to be wrong in their actions and or their lifestyle. We are told that we must be tolerant, compassionate, open-minded, without prejudice. Often, the very lesson text that we just read is used to promote such a concept. The fact is that Jesus was in no way promoting the tolerance of sin. But on the other hand, neither did he give us the right to stand in judgment of another human being by our own authority. In our text, Jesus makes it very clear that our own lives must be in order before we ever consider approaching another about the sin in their lives. With that said, if our lives are in order according to the will of God, we then have a God-given responsibility to first study or be diligent to present ourselves approved to God, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2 and 15. And then we have the added responsibility to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I, Jesus, have commanded, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. And then we are to preach or teach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. In Romans chapter 1, the inspired apostle goes through a whole list of actions and or lifestyles that God considers as unrighteous behavior. And he says in verse 32 that those who practice such things and those who tolerate such things will be judged and are deserving of death. Jesus said in John 12 and 48 that he who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Let us so live that we might with blameless hearts approach those living in sin, giving them the opportunity to repent of their sin and to fully obey the will of God, thus avoiding the righteous judgment and wrath of God.